Joining us on the line now from the UK is Justine Bate and her husband Carl and daughter Tiona. Justine was making and designing herself some masks with a see-through plastic bit on it. This is for her family. Her daughter Tiona has been deaf since birth, and Justine was concerned that when she goes back to school, Tiona would struggle to understand friends because of the mask situation. So the plastic bit was enabling people to be able to communicate better, so the lip reading can happen. This was publicised on Facebook and people were saying, oh, what a great idea, well done Justine. And then it went into the papers, starting with local papers, then the Daily Mail, then the New York Times, and it's literally gone global and they're now getting orders from all over the world. It's a really wonderful story, and we're lucky to chat with Justine on the programme today. Good morning, Justine.
Hello, good morning, Anna. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us. What a wonderful story this is.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I can't believe how quickly the car is mad.
I bet the last week or so has been a complete whirlwind for you all.
Yeah, how long did it get? A week or something?
Less than a week.
Yeah, that's been a week. It's crazy. It's like within 24 hours, I just got a message on my Facebook. And it's like, where did it all come from? It's mad.
Oh, that's incredible. So tell me about your personal situation, you and your family, and why you made these masks in the first place.
Well, because myself and my daughter, down to that, and even though Tiona got cochlear implant, I've got a cochlear implant as well, but I've had it like 10 years or so. But Tiona had cochlear implant when she's 2. We rely on the breathing. Every now Tiona can hear, but I was concerned because I was looking at the newspaper article a few months ago, how the other schools in Europe cope with their situation, and I showed the picture of the classes of a teacher wearing a mask, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, that looked awful. How can Tiona could understand them, could not able to see their lips or an impression, because she rely on facial impression, because she's quite an emotional person, she likes to see people face it. So I thought myself, but not on, I got to think of something. And then another time it was, my husband asked me to design, get him a mask, just a normal mask for him to go out, amazing one. Because I'm a creative person, I'm a graphic designer, and I can sew and stuff, an amazing one. And then when he came home from the shop and he started talking to us, we were like, what? Because no impression, and I couldn't understand what he's saying because I can't see his lips. We can't see his lips. So that's how I come up with the idea with that. So I just don't have something to see through.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes perfect sense. And it works beautifully, doesn't it? It's really helped you and your family communicate.
Yeah, that's right. It helps you communicate. That's right. It's all about communication. So I can't hear. It's all about reading it. And not only that, but facial impression as well.
Yeah. So tell us what happened then in the less than the last week. What was the first thing that took off? Who were you contacted by paper-wise?
So I just put photos of myself, and the people's like, where'd you get it? You just tell them. And he's like, okay.
Like we said, Justine posted the picture on social media. And we woke up in the morning and there was like nearly 1,000 shares within less than 8 hours, obviously, from that time of posting.
Wow.
And then from then on, you was looking at the post and you can see the shares just going up and up and up. And within 24 hours, there was nearly 10,000 shares from this post. And it's something, obviously, a tabloid media's picked it up from there, and it's just escalated. News, I don't know what you call them, that they share the actual media. They got in touch with us asking if they could do the story. And basically what they do, they share it out with all the tabloids and media to see whether they wanted to buy the story. And that's how I think that's where it's come from.
Wonderful. Yeah. So do you know how many orders you've had now, Justine?
Oh. I've lost count.
Yeah.
It was first 24 hours, I had 28. But now it's gone past that. It probably, I don't know, about 300 orders.
Goodness. So are you getting any sleep? Are you working around the clock?
I am.
It's more than 300.
Well, I'm not counting. I'm not counting anymore. I don't want to know. Well, I do, but I don't want to know what to get on with it, because if I'm thinking about too many orders, I panic.
Yeah.
Well, I just like get on with it. It's like done, you know. Yeah.
We've got that Deaf Society in places like that inquiring regarding doing orders for like 100 and 200. So we've not really counted them, because they've not come back to us, because they really wanted a time scale of how long it's going to take. But because we're doing them handmade, we've not got a company coming in to help us and do it like that. Everything's done by ourselves. Yeah. So you've got that new unique part to it, that is everything's handmade. And I think with the diversity of the colours and the patterns and things like that, that's where people are coming into it and seeing it that way, instead of just your greys, your blacks.
Yes,
like that.
I've noticed they're very pretty. Lots of flowers and pretty patterns.
Some colours. So I've got to make sure I've got the same colour coming every week. Yeah, new kit about it, so people can choose what colour they want.
Yeah. So roughly, how long does it take you to make a mask? One mask from beginning to end.
From beginning to end, it takes 20 minutes, and that's with both of us doing it at the same time. But we've just got another sewing machine, so we're going to try and cut that time into 10 minutes, and hopefully we can get them out a little bit quicker. So we can make roughly about 4 an hour.
Wonderful. Yeah. So you're busy, busy, busy.
Yeah. No problem, I'm getting enough.
Oh, good.
Just in for a few days.
So how much are the masks and how do people get them?
£5, but we're not in it for the profit, really. The cover, the fabric, it's not all about profit, really. It's all about helping people.
Yes, absolutely. So £5 for these masks, which is a great price, a beautiful, unique mask, which is very, very helpful, as you said, for communication. Yeah. What kind of feedback have you had from people? I know lots of people who have contacted you have said, oh, my goodness, thank you so much for making something like this. You've had some really lovely responses.
I've had quite a lot of people about the mask I've done now last week. Really, I think the cost and help, helping my the nurses, the carers, the helping the elderly people and the children I work with, and then they could see the smile is a lot of different. And then I've got like a teacher for the deaf or speech therapy, and they're like, oh, they can see my mouth now at last. So they get that.
Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful.
Great feeling.
Yes, yes. Well, you should be very proud. And I know your sister is very proud of you as well. Just to explain to the listeners, Justine is the sister of Karen, who is the partner of Bill Padley. So there's a real connection to the station. So we've all been following your story saying, wow, go Justine. Oh, it's brilliant. Congratulations to you and Carl and Tiona. And I think it's fabulous what you're doing. Say hello, Tiona.
Hi.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for chatting today. And how do people get the masks? What's the easiest way to order them?
At the minute, it's on Facebook. You get through to my name on Facebook, or maybe Carl, my husband, Carl Bates. But we're going to try set up a Facebook page for the mod and maybe set up a website to make it a lot easier for us and everybody else.
Yes.
How do email people about and then see what's coming going,
Yeah, a website would be a good idea. But for the moment, they can find Carl Bate on Facebook, CARLBATE, and you're on there as Justine DB. Okay, fantastic. Well, if people want to get in touch with you and don't have access to Facebook, they can always contact us at the station and we can put them in touch with you. Okay, oh, Justine, great. Thank you. Thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you, Anna.